Hey there, welcome back to another episode where I talk about online courses. I'm so thrilled that you're tuning in today. In last week's episode, I talked about why you should charge more for your online course and how doing so could not only help you generate more revenue, it could also help your clients get better results. Definitely tune into that episode if you haven't done so yet, after you've listened to this one. This week, I want to continue the theme of playing a bigger game with online courses and talk about launching. Maybe you've already launched an online course and it failed or didn't get you the results you hoped for. Or maybe you're gearing up to it. Wherever you are right now in your journey, I promise that the strategies and tips I'm going to share with you today are going to help you. Before I dive in, I'd like to invite you to a free private training for people interested in working with me to build their online business. In this exclusive training, I will introduce you to my three-part framework for turning your passion for wellness into a thriving online business, and we'll also have time for Q&A to get all your questions answered around online courses. It's happening October 21st, and to join us, you just need to fill out a quick application with a few questions. It'll take less than a minute. There's no obligation to buy anything. If you'd like to join us, go to susannereike.com/application, and I'll see you there. That's susannereike.com/application. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reike, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. In this episode, I want to share three strategies with you how to launch a successful online course. But before I get all tactical, I want to address a very common mindset issue that I've seen over and over again. And that's, I'm scared of launching. I've been there. You can believe me. I know what it's like. And it's totally normal, especially when it's your first time launching an online course. You might not even admit that fear of launching to yourself, but I promise you it's there and it's holding you back. It's holding you back from going all out, from making a bigger impact or any impact at all. I know so many yoga teachers and wellness entrepreneurs who told me they just want to do a small launch this time. They just want to do a small launch. They just want to test the waters, just a few emails, maybe one or two Facebook lives. It's very normal to launch small when you're scared of launches. I know this because I've done it before myself. I've done launches where I played small. I was afraid to put myself out there. I was afraid to go live to share videos on social media and all the things. Let's change this, shall we? It's time to launch face first, hands out wide, ready to accept anything that comes your way. It's time to play a bigger game. Playing a bigger game means taking risks and jumping into elements of your business that may feel completely scary. We are going to keep moving forward even though we are scared. I know the fear of launching, like I said, because I've been there. And while I got over it, mostly, I still have issues, things that are holding me back. We always have to be coming back to looking at the fear of going bigger, playing a bigger game, putting ourselves out there, and really examining what it is and then how we are going to move past it. It's all part of the journey, my friend. Entrepreneurship is this beautiful journey of self-discovery, and I truly embrace that. If I let the fear take over, I wouldn't be here with you today. Okay, so now let's really dive in. The first strategy to have a successful launch I want to share with you today is about your course package. When you create your online course or online program or the same thing really, I want you to give people a time frame. For example, 6 weeks or 12 weeks. Your potential customers, they are looking for a plan, a framework, a system, whatever you want to call it, that will get them to the desired outcome. There's no specific length that your course should have. It really depends on the results you are promising. How long will it take your students to get the results? People want to know that, and it will help you sell your course better, and also it will be easier for you to create the content for the course. You know, especially in the wellness sphere, we know what to do in theory, right? We know we should eat better, exercise more, go to bed earlier, and all those things. The problem we are having, most of us, is motivation and accountability. For example, with yoga, of course, there are a million free videos we could practice with and classes we can join live or on Zoom. But we don't do it, right? Early this year, everybody I know was so tired of the pandemic, and nearly all yoga teachers I talked to reported that less and less people were joining their classes on Zoom, even though they knew it would be good for them and that they would feel better afterwards. And I was one of those people, I admit it. I just wasn't able to motivate myself. Sometimes we need that external push, and that's what you're going to give your students when you create a plan for them that they can follow. It doesn't matter what you teach, it's about a problem you're solving and the way to get your students there to the solution. So for example, instead of creating a course, Yoga for Beginners, make it a 6-week journey to learn the foundations of yoga so that your students are then confident to join a public yoga class. That's a fear many people have. They are afraid of embarrassing themselves in a public yoga class. So you could help them solve that. We all have systems and plans to follow, and I'm sure you have a framework or process inside you that you could teach. Again, it doesn't matter what time frame you choose. So it could be 7 days, could be 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months. Think about it. And when you already have an online course, think about how you could maybe repackage it to make it into this beautiful journey your students go on with you. The second strategy I want to share with you today is to add community elements to your course, like, for example, a Facebook group, weekly group calls, or anything like that. There are many online courses, of course, that don't have any community elements, and it's totally up to you if you want to do that, but I think it can add a lot to the experience your students are having and to the value they get out of your course. Which also means you can ask for a higher price, by the way. I talked about this in last week's episode. But also, people are craving connection more than ever. We want to connect and we want community. And it's so much fun to create that, to create the safe place for people to connect and to engage with each other. Yes, it's online, it's not real life, but this kind of connection you can help develop, it's real, it's beautiful. It also creates momentum and accountability. When you see other people putting in the work, getting results, it's super motivating. We want that too, and it will help your students stay on track and actually take action. A time frame and community elements, it creates excitement. It's an experience you're inviting your students to, which can be so much more fun than just creating some video trainings. It's also more work, of course. So, for example, if you do weekly calls with your students and you need to be present for that, you need to manage your Facebook group or your community, it can be quite time-consuming and you need to be aware of that and factor it into your schedule. Which is why it works especially well when you have a program that has a certain time frame, right? See where I'm going there? When you have a 6-week program, you can offer 6 weekly calls and be present and engage in a student community or Facebook group for those 6 weeks. And after that, it's over. Your students could still have access to the trainings and replays inside your course, but the live element would be over, and that makes it manageable. You don't have to offer this year-round. Maybe you launch this live version of your online course 2 or 3 times in the year, and that's enough. That also creates excitement for your launch. Okay, the last strategy I want to share today is to follow a launch plan. So many yoga teachers and wellness entrepreneurs told me they just want to do a small launch. I said that before. Hey, or they already did a small launch in the past. I think this is what most of us lean towards, especially for our first launch. We just want to test the waters. We don't feel quite ready. Let's just send out a few emails and invite people and see how it goes. And yes, so this is what I would have done too for my first launch if I didn't have a plan to follow. But instead, I had invested in this expensive program by another online marketeer, and I just followed her step-by-step launch template, and I'm so glad I did. I really don't think you can have a successful launch without having a plan to follow. You can't reverse engineer this by copying what you see other people doing, because you don't see the strategy behind it, behind every single email or social media post they put out there. And if you're like most people, planning your launch completely by yourself will mean you will play small. You will have fears holding you back from playing a bigger game. It's just going to happen. I feel really strongly about this, especially for your first few launches. Follow a proven plan and you learn what works for you and your audience and what doesn't, and then you can start experimenting and changing things up. That's why I give my students all the templates and details they need to launch their online course with a step-by-step plan to follow. Now, my plan that I share with my students is still pretty simple to follow. I don't teach you how to launch with expensive Facebook ad campaigns or doing 4 live webinars or a professionally filmed and edited 3-part video series. There will be always more to learn and, you know, to grow in your business. You just need to get started and don't start by just doing a small launch with a few emails to try things out, because that will be a disservice to you and your potential students. And there you go. These are my 3 strategies to have a successful online course launch. Number 1, add a time frame to your course. So for example, 6 weeks. Number 2, add community elements like a Facebook group or weekly live calls with your students. And number 3, follow a launch plan. And then be present and sell it from your heart, and I'm sure you're going to have a successful online course launch. If you'd like to learn more, don't forget I have a free private training coming up next week for people interested in working with me to build their online business. In the private training, I will introduce you to my 3-part framework for turning your passion for wellness into a thriving online business, and we'll also have time for Q&A to get all your questions answered around online courses and all that. It's on October 21st, and to join us, you just need to fill out an application with a few questions. It'll take less than a minute, and don't worry, it doesn't mean you have to buy or pay for anything. It's just to make sure that we have the right people joining us who are really interested in this topic. It's going to be super exclusive, which will be so much fun. If you'd like to join us, go to susannereitke.com/application and I'll see you there. That's susannereitke.com/application. I'll also add the link to the show notes. Until then, have a wonderful week. I can't wait to connect with you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereitke.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.